I was talking to a friend of mine who so badly wanted to start a YouTube channel. She was constantly worried about how it would turn out, whether people will like it or not, whether it was worth doing it, and so much more worries. So I asked her whether she really wanted to start, and she said yes immediately. Then I told her that if you yourself are being judgmental towards you, how do you expect other people to appreciate your work? She thought about it for a moment and realized that I was right and that she was happy with my reply. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Dia Talks, and this is me, your host, Dia, a podcast dropping on every Thursday. Today, let's talk about negative self-talk and how to deal with it. Before moving forward, let me thank all my dear listeners for supporting me. I'll be dropping episode updates and my life stories on Instagram, so don't forget to follow me on Instagram. And also, the Spotify has updated and we can rate the podcast out of 5. I request to people to please rate my podcast on Spotify app so that I can get a motivation to drop episodes consistently. Coming back to negative self-talk, what is it? Negative self-talk refers to the internal dialogue or the thoughts that are critical, self-depreciating and undermine one's self-esteem and confidence. It involves the habits of speaking to oneself in a harsh, judgmental or pessimistic manner. This type of self-talk can have a detrimental impact on the mental well-being, self-image and even the overall personal development. Back in my teens, I used to do this a lot. I was always doubting myself, putting myself backward, not willing to get out of my comfort zone and all the possible things you could think of. But now I am my number one supporter. And if you are someone who knows me from my childhood or teenage, you would really know the difference in my character and appearance. Why did I mention about the term appearance here? It also has a significance here, okay? So I was with my girls and we were in the washroom. So I had this extra crop top of mine and one of my friend grabbed this from my hand and told me that she really wished she could wear this type of tops. Unfortunately, she said she was too fat for it. So I told her immediately, no one's too fat or thin to wear it. If you like it, just do it. Jobless people has a job to judge while we slay and have fun. This is actually a form of negative self-talk, which is self-criticism. Constantly putting oneself downwards, focusing on the perceived flaws or mistakes and believing that one is not too good enough. Why do we even need others' approval or disapproval for doing something? If we like it, just do it. So I had this neighbor who used to constantly compare her son with other students of his age about how the others perform academically well and how much he is bad at. Parents might think that they are incorporating a feeling to perform better in their child, but this in fact is hurting the child's self-confidence and self-esteem. The child, when it turns into an adult, will constantly measure oneself against others and feels inferior as a result. Another form of negative self-talk can be seen through perfectionism. They applies in whatever work they do, setting unrealistically high standards for oneself and feeling inadequate when those standards are not met. Overcoming negative self-talk is an important step towards personal growth and improved mental well-being. I'll be helping you people with 5 tips that can help you alleviate negative self-talk and be more gentle towards you. And please remember that these tips are which I have experimented and worked on me, and it's not something based on my psychology degree or something. Coming to the very first point, it is to be aware and mindful. It is the first thing that I do when something is making me sad or stressed. I ask myself, what are the actual problems? I'll try to find, you know, the root cause. So I'll tell my case as an example. A few weeks ago, I was really sad. It's not the last time I was sad, okay? So I was sad because I couldn't get much reach on my Instagram page. And after hours of sulking and not solving the solution on its own, I stood up and started to be aware of what was really happening to my comments. So I brainstormed and found a lot of solution. From this, I found the best solution and broke down and, you know, into smaller parts. And now I'm having a good reach on my account. See how being aware and mindful really solved the problem.
Similarly, you might have boy problems or friendship issues in friendship or anything else. Sip a coffee and sit down and brainstorm. The problem is never going to be solved by itself unless you yourself take an action and stand up. The second one is practice positive affirmations. Suppose I want to do something out of my comfort zone, like singing on a stage. But the thought that what if I didn't win comes to my mind and boom, there goes my confidence graph downwards. So what I do in this situation is I tell myself that I will win no matter what, and how can others do if I cannot do? Duh. It's like making my subconscious part believe that I have a capability and thus I'll do it better than others ever will. Positive affirmations can really help you boost your confidence and reduce negativity. The affirmations that you must all practice daily are I'm capable, I'm confident, I'm happy. And personalize it with your own insecurities if you have any. Okay, the third one is to challenge and reframe the thoughts back. Once you're aware of your negative thoughts, challenge them back. Ask yourself if these thoughts are based on facts or assumptions. Try to reframe them with more balanced and realistic statements. The fourth one is to limit comparisons. I know it's not possible to completely stop comparing yourself with others one fine morning, but one day you will for sure. Avoid comparing yourself to others, as this often, leads to feelings of inadequacy. Instead, focus on your own progress and growth. You don't have to compare yourself with others because different people have different lives and conditions. What is one's downfall can be, progress for others. So you will get nothing out of it if you compare yourself with others. Whereas what I do instead is compare myself, with my past self. How much I have changed, how much knowledge and lessons I have learned. From this, the conclusion you and me will ever get is positive. You are now where you once dreamed to be. Putting in quotes, you have actually put an effort to change your life. The last one I do and have helped me reduce negative self-talk is practice gratitude. Always be thankful for what you have right now. Back in my childhood, I used to wonder what it feels like, to go out on cafes and malls with our friends. And now I can do that. See how much life has changed and how much I should be grateful for this small victory. Never ever forget to celebrate the small moments and victories you have in your life. Because these are the proof that you are trying and that you have not given up. Cultivate a habit of gratitude by regularly acknowledging the positive aspects of your life. This can shift your focus away from negativity. What I do is journal or note down on my Notion page. All of you do the same. Build a Notion template to practice gratitude from today and you will thank me later. So these are the things that I usually do if I'm put in a situation of negative self-talk. Let me conclude it again. The first one is to be aware and mindful. Second one, practice positive affirmations. Third one, challenge your thoughts back. Fourth one, stop comparison. And last one is to practice gratitude. I hope this helps and let's start doing the minimal things that can make us happy and improve our daily life. Don't forget to tune into my previous episodes and rate my podcast wherever you are listening to because that will make my day 10 times better. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram. I have created a newsletter for you guys so that I can update you with the small improvements I do and share it with you. And if you guys are interested, go click in the link in my description and sign in and let's form a family. Until the next episode, this is me, Dia from the Dia Talks. Ta-da!